Amen.
We thank God for this privilege, hallelujah, of sharing fellowship together. Amen. John said that we are sharing things that we have seen with our eyes. We are sharing things that we have heard with what now? Our ears. Praise the name of the Lord. But we also want to move into dimensions of things we are what now? Handling. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You hear with your ears. Somebody said, before I was hearing with what now? My ears. But now, my eyes do what? See you. Praise the name of the Lord. These are transitions in God. But we must move to that point, to the place where we say, we have what now? Hello, are you with me? We have what? Handled. Brethren, you see, when a man said, we have not followed after cunningly devised what now? Fables. But that we were with him on the holy what now? Mountain. Now, we may not fully understand, but I want to tell you, if you're here tonight, you have an appointment on this mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And I pray that the Lord will help all of us to understand what this appointment is. You have a meeting. That meeting was fixed for you before you knew him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Before you knew him, he had fixed an appointment with you to meet somewhere with you. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, as this, the ingredients that make up this appointment begin to become clearer to us, you make up your mind to keep this appointment. Praise the name of the Lord. God is beginning to give us an understanding of our destination and destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. And I trust in this meeting, because I'm going to talk about it somewhere. Every guy who knows this appointment begins to focus on it. Do you understand? When you are going on a journey, they sent you to go and buy something. You don't stop on the road to begin to see those people who are doing, in Igbo, say, Iwerenka, Iriemegi, Iwerenka, Iriemego. Are you getting my, if you ever had anything to do with Aba, do you know a town called Aba? When I went to Aba, my first time was when I went to university. And I was very young. I was just about 15. And the town was full of tricksters. Everybody in Aba is what? A trickster. Praise the name of the Lord. And my dear, so if you came from Enugu like me, where is the gentleman city? That's where I grew up. And I came to Aba, I had to begin to wind up my brain. Are you getting my point? To reach the frequency of Aba people. If not, that is, it will take you 3 days to discover that they have tricked you. No, they tricked you today. You only discover it 3 days after. That's how slow, you know, you are. Praise the name of the Lord. But then all of us, God wants to give us a focus. When you get that focus, now the things that are happening around you will no longer become what? Distractions to you. Paul, I always love Paul, because he was a man obsessed. Are you understanding my point? Paul was a man totally obsessed. And God wants to transmit that heavenly obsession to all of us. That you see a man who is, have you seen a madman before talking to spirits? Have you ever seen one before? Yes, I've seen. He's talking like this. He is seeing things that you are not what now? Seeing. Do you understand? You say he's a madman, but the man is talking to what now? Spirits. And then he will go like this. He will pick something. You're not seeing what he's picking, but he himself is what now? He's seeing it. You know this man is mad. He is in another world. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, you and I are going to enter into another world. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Lord wants to prepare our mind. You see, in order to enter this reality, some adjustments must be made here. Are you getting my point? The way, do you understand me? Do you know why Jesus had such a problem with the Pharisees? They could not, this thing had settled, had set. You understand? He could no longer be what? Adjusted. That's why he now went to children. Are you with me? Children's own could easily be what now? Adjusted. So he said, if you do not approach this thing with that mind of what now? Children, forget it. You are not going there. You are locked up into a different time zone. Brethren, are you with me? You know, this thing, God is beginning to bring it down. The book is no longer a book of mysteries. It's going to be a functional book. Do you understand the point? You're going to begin to understand the things we're talking about. We're not talking about in terms of going to heaven when you die. No. We're beginning to talk about the realities and the dynamics of the kingdom now. Are you with me, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. So this thing, we're going to look at a few things tonight and trust that the Lord will help us, so that when you are thinking about the kingdom of God, when you're thinking about heaven, when you're thinking about God, you know, some of us still have, when you say God, when we're younger Christians, when you say God, when you want to pray, you close your eyes and you imagine one man up in the, how many people did that? Tell me if you ever did that. Okay, thank God for those of you who are truthful. You understand? You imagined one man with long beards sitting somewhere in the sky. Maybe you imagine one on this side and one on the other side. Then this one is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You needed that to focus your what now? Faith. Are we together? Why is that? Because we are still thinking of God in terms of what now? Man. Localize somewhere. Are you getting my point? Praise the name of the Lord. And as long as you have that mentality, you have a problem. Praise the name of the Lord. So when we say that Jesus is coming, and they said, you know, he's going to descend and then we're going to be caught up. And then I tried to imagine it. How that, you know, those who are in America, we start flying from this side. Do you understand the point? And I'm wondering where they're going to be going. Because if he comes from this side, it means that those who are there will be coming up this side. Those who are there will fly around like that and come to meet him. You know, it was a lot of complication. The word of God is not complicated. It's your mind that is complicated. Are you understanding my point? And when the Lord begins to touch this mind, he begins to adjust it, so that you begin to understand that God dwells in a different dimension from you. Are you together, brethren? He dwells in a realm where time and space do not limit him. Are you with me? And so the mind must be freed from the shackles of time and what? And space. Part of what we're going to be talking today is the aspect of time and space. We're going to be talking about the house of sons and the house of servants. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, today, when you need a miracle, you know where your mind automatically goes to? You go to Oyedepo. Do you understand the point? Adebo, you know how you can get to meet somebody. Do you know why? You, in your mind, you think the anointing is located there. Now, that's the natural Pentecostal, isn't it? And the whole of Pentecostal theology is built on that. The man of God, the pastor. Do you understand the point? The house of God. That's why people build buildings. They say, yes, we know that God does not live in a house. But meanwhile, they build the thing and they decorate the altar. And they tell you, you know, come and drop your at the what now? Altar. It's a deception. And it's not a small one. It's very, very what? Huge. You know, some I said that I went and I laid on the altar. And I cried. And I told God. You know that God responds. Are you with me? He responds. Praise the name of the Lord. Why does he respond? Because he wants to meet his what now? His people. He does it in spite of all that. Because God, when God met Israel, they were in Egypt. They were in bondage. They didn't know him. They were not interested in him. It was God who decided to disturb himself and send somebody to tell them. And the people said, Leave us, so let us serve these people. You understand the point? And they were still groaning, and yet they didn't want to go because they were afraid. There were all kinds of complex situations, yet God kept to his own program. Praise the name of the Lord, working all things after the counsel of what? His own will. Praise the name of the Lord. God is changing the dynamics, and God wants all of us to adjust to the change in what? Dynamics. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus told the woman, he said, the hour cometh when you will neither need to go to Jerusalem nor to Samaria. Praise the name of the Lord. We have read all that, but we are about to come to it. Praise the name of the Lord. So that when there is a situation, your mind is not running to which man of God am I going to go? Because as we are going to see, the whole scenario has changed. Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants you and me to adjust to the change scenario so that you will know where you are looking for him. Praise the name of the Lord. You will know what you are expecting. You will know what is happening. So that even when we come here, now part of the challenge, even with corporate gatherings like this, is the challenge of expectation. If every person here really came here expecting to meet the Lord here, before we even start singing, miracles begin to happen here. Do you understand me? Before we start singing, miracles. But the point is, most of us are coming from the, you know, I went about 2 weeks ago, this young man came to worry, Daniel Colender. How many people have heard of him here? Okay, Daniel Colender is like, it's a young man who is a kind of a successor to Reinhard Bonnke. Praise the name of the Lord. When he came, you know, I am more comfortable with people who preach gospel, salvation gospel, than some of these guys who, you understand, who talk this other stuff. Praise the name of the Lord. And then it was a wonderful meeting. If you've ever attended, he's a young man, but tremendously, do you understand, anointed of God. You know, and when I went there, you know, where they came out, why did they come out? They came out in order to, you know, tap into the blessings of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord visited, poured out. It was there, miracles were happening left, right, and center. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, that's good. The Lord will be working. As there will be, the person planting will be planting, the person harvesting will be what now? Harvesting. All of them will be all working at what now? At the same time. But then you that are here, you need to understand where you are. Do you understand? You need to know exactly why you are here. You need to understand what God has in mind, what he is doing. Now, this understanding will build your what? Expectation. Then you will know that indeed where two or three are gathered. Is that what the Lord said? Yes. Now, all these are scriptures. We just do not believe it what? Yet. But something is going to happen, brethren. And our expectation, our faith is going to be retuned. Praise the name of the Lord, so that you will not just say that the Lord is in this place, but you will know that he is what? He is here. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is about to change the dynamics. Now let's start reading somewhere so that we can get going. Genesis chapter 22. The house of sons and the house of servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 22. Are we there? All right. And it came to pass after these things, praise the name of the Lord, that God, okay, let me read from the Amplified. It says, after these events, God tested and proved Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And God said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom thou love, you love, and go to the region of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this was God's command to Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is God's command to you and to me. We have an appointment for a sacrifice, an offering upon a mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, at the beginning, the instruction in general, one of the mountains. Are we together? It means that as Abraham begins to go on the journey, he is expecting that God will speak to him again. Are we together? And say, this is the word now. Mount. There are many mountains. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you have ever gone to Israel, you will meet mountains. Praise the name of the Lord. Many. And then when Abraham left, the details was not very clear to him, but he knew this was what God had said. And so for all of us, when we start this journey, certain aspects are not very clear. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not as expected. But then Abraham responded and he began to go on the journey. And the Bible says he did something. He rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and then began the trip to the place which God had told him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there were many that started this journey. Abraham. Then he took his son, who? Isaac. Praise the name of the Lord. Now for us, in a sense, my soul is my son. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The new person that is going to emerge from me is going to emerge where? In my soul. That's where your personality is. Do you understand that? Are you together? Are we together? Your person, your personality, your nature, your mind, your emotions, your behavior, the who you are is where your soul. Now, your body is a vehicle that expresses the personality of your soul. Are you with me? Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. So, when the Bible says, by their fruits, you shall know them. Okay? Fruit is the what your body manifests. Are we together? That people can do what? Can see. It says, let your light so shine forth. Okay? The manifestation of divinity in the scripture is prophetically referred to as light. Because light is the nature of who? Of God. Bible says that God is what? Light. So if light begins to fill my soul, my personality manifests what? Light. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So my body is that vehicle. Now, my spirit, on the other hand, is also a vehicle. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. It says, so glorify God in your body and in where? Your spirit, because both of them belong to what now? To God. My spirit is my vehicle to draw heavenly what? Resources. Heavenly treasures. Heavenly power. Heavenly illumination.
heavenly revelation. Do you understand the point? To get anything from God, I must go with my what? Spirit. If I don't have a spirit, I have no connection with the what? The heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, so, but when you say son, son is the person. You know, the Bible told Abraham, you will bring forth a what? A son. What does that mean to you? It means that there is a new nature that is coming out of you. Birthing in the spirit, okay, is simply the bringing forth of a personality. When you say sons manifesting, it is Christ showing forth in the way I talk. Are we together? In the way I relate, in the way I feel. Are you understanding what I'm saying, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. It's very important, because Christ is to show forth in your personality. We're going to see that, because it marks a major difference between a servant and what now? A son. There is a world of difference. So the seed is the new man that is coming. This new man is the one to whom the promises were what now? Made. You must understand that. All the promises are made to the what? The seed. The seed. You said, Abraham, this land, I won't give it to you. I'll give it to who now? To your seed. Are you understanding me, brethren? So it is, there is, you must bring forth a seed. If you do not bring forth a seed, these promises are just stories to you. God told Jacob, David, said, David, you can't build me a house. You are a man of blood. You have fought many wars. You are still fighting, contending, striving, and everything. But then, when you die, when this old man dies, he said, a son will emerge. Praise the name of the Lord. He is the one who will build my what? My temple. Now you can understand why for men in the Old Testament, having a son was critical. For you, it is also critical. If you do not have it, you have no inheritance. So you must die. And then the son must do what? A man. If you insist on being alive after the flesh, you will cut yourself off. Because God will not commit this glory to a carnal, fallen, Adamic nature. Are you with me, my brother? Now, let me tell you. You see, when men make choices, part of why you are here is that God wants to give you clear ground. So that when you choose death, it wasn't because you were ignorant. Are you understanding me? You made that choice. Today, God is going to set certain things in front of us so that you understand why when somebody slaps you, you turn the other what? Cheek. You know, we don't understand. Somebody says, hey, it's okay. If you turn once and he slaps you the second time, what do you do? Are you getting my point? It's a naturally reasonable and valid question. Are you together? But when God begins to show us the reasons, then you understand that it's not a question of whether he slaps you once or twice. Somebody said, Lord, how many times will my brother offend me? And I have to keep what now? Forgiving him. You know, the answer Jesus gave him was simply the best that you give somebody who does not understand spiritual what now? Things. Praise the name of the Lord. And when we begin to understand, somebody read Isaiah 53. Was it church okay? And he spoke about the servant. And he said, when he shall make his soul. When the man comes to the point, when he sees that his whole life is what? An offering. Everything. You are, he said, living sacrifice. In other words, you are alive walking around. But you are functionally what now? An offering, a sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. When the man comes to that revelation that my whole life is designed to become an offering unto the Lord,
then something will happen to him. He said he will see his seed. Brethren, I want to see my seed. This new nature, I want to be looking at it and see it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You will see your seed. You know, they told a man, said, you will not die until you see the what now? The Christ. This Christ is not coming in the sky. First of all, he is, imagine where, here. I will look like this and I will see the word made what? Flesh. I will see my seed. But that seed can only come forth when I do what? I die. You see, David, when you do what? You die. The more I am alive, the seed cannot come. Do you understand the point? The more I am alive, because the two natures cannot function what? Together. They cannot function. There's only one space for them. So, for one to emerge, one must do what? Die. He said that the testament only has what? Power. Do you know that things written in the scriptures is a testament, is a will, is a bequest that God made to you? To my son Isaac, I give him power to heal the sick, power to raise the dead. Are you getting my point? Power to cast out devils, power to make a decree, and the decree shall be what now? Established. You know, parents give their children houses, they give them cars, they give them money. But the Lord is giving you all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. It's reserved unto you. But the Bible says it is kept where? In heavenly places. And it is in that place that you and I have an appointment. I must get there. Because it is on that place that I will possess what now? My possession. What has been given to me? Are we together, brethren? So this testament, this will that the Father has made, bequeathing things to you. Some bequeath silver and gold to their children, but God is bequeathing his life. But he says that it is can only come into power, into force, into active operation when men are what? Dead. So you can see why this our message is called death to what now? Self. If the self does not die, you know, we gather around and we see self, 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 contending self, striving self. Have you seen self before? Yes, now we see two brothers like this, and you see self versus self. And brethren are saying, take it easy. Say, no! No! Is it because we are brethren? Is it because we are in the same fellowship? Yeah! My dear, you better die, oh. You better die so that you can get your what now? Inheritance. Nobody needs to tell you. I'm just telling you now. You have to die. If you do not die, you will stay on this side. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Okay. The gospel message is very simple. There are things that reserve. He said, upon Mount Zion, the people of Jacob shall what now? Possess their possess inheritance. It is kept there. You must get there. I must get there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? When you understand this gospel, nobody needs to tell you, don't quarrel with anybody. Nobody needs to. All these things are just childish ways of expressing things. Nobody needs to tell you that anymore. Or begin to come and settle quarrel. They say, ah, hey, Brother Isaac and Brother Ken, they are quarreling. Then let us come and settle them. And they say, look, agree. No, I will not. I will not. How can? Brother, you don't know anything. Praise the name of the Lord. But are you understanding what I'm saying? If you want to build the house, I am the temple. He said you must die. And then your son will be the one that will build. You can build. The old man, Sam told us today that man is cursed. He cannot do anything that God will accept. He cannot build the house, and the glory of God will do what? Come into the house. So sometimes when you look around and see the activity that is going on today, you can see the end of it. Praise the name of the Lord. You can see the end of the matter. Praise the name of the Lord. So Abraham took two things. He took two servants. We're going to talk a lot about these two servants because they have prophetic implications and they also have natural implications. We're going to see them in a natural and in a spiritual world now, sense. Praise the name of the Lord. They are always there. When Peter them came to the tomb, you remember them? You see those two of them, they're like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Good. And they're giving instructions. When it was time for him to get back to the heavens, we see two of them again. Praise the name of the Lord. There. But they also have another dimension. Okay, let's just continue. Now, he took two servants. He took an ass. You remember? Praise the name of the Lord. He took an ass. Then he took wood. You know what wood means in the scripture? It speaks about what now? Our flesh, our humanity, our carnality. But he took it and split, ready for the sacrifice. And then they moved on. Praise the name of the Lord. They started. Brethren, we all have started on this journey. Now, but they came to a crucial time on the what? Third day. Praise the name of the Lord. On the third day, something changed. What changed? They began to see a little clearer. Did you know that? The Bible said on the third day something happened. Abraham lifted what? His eyes. Now, in the Bible, whenever you read that somebody lifted up what now? His eyes. He's not looking with this my glasses. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a change of focus. A change of focus. A change of emphasis. Initially, his eyes were what? On the earth. He was occupied with the natural things. You know, in this world, there is a thing called the will of the Gentiles. He said that these Gentiles, they are occupied with what shall we eat? What shall we drink? And what shall we what now? Wear. Hey. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? This is their occupation. When they wake up in the morning and they are running to the office, it is because of what shall we eat? Do you believe that? When you see everybody, what shall we eat? They are striving. When you see them quarreling on the road, driving like that, what shall we eat? What shall we what? Drink. What shall we what? Put on. Now, the Bible, know what the Bible calls it? Now, the Bible calls it vanity of the mind. Have you read that before? He said, you should not live like the Gentiles in the vanity of what now? The minds. You know, I had somebody, he wanted to build a house in the village. And he was seriously, you know, and he wanted to build a gigantic house. And he built it. When he finished it, less than 1 year after, he was asking himself, why did I build this? How many days do I stay in the village? But when he was doing it that time, and if you tell him, don't do this thing, hey, trouble. Something was what? Pushing him. Like I used to say, if you're an evil man and you have not built a big house in the village, you have not started. There is a power, there is a spirit, there is a force. And Peter calls it the will of the world, Gentile. It's a spiritual reality. We'll talk about that sometime. Now, it pushes. You want to be like your what now? Neighbor. Do you understand that? When you are doing a burial and you want to do this, you want to do that, why are you doing that? Will our own be different? Have you heard that before? Will our own, you want them to laugh at us? So there is a spirit called the will of the Gentiles that is what now? Pushing. So you want to make an what? impression, and that includes end time. Praise the name of the Lord. When the occasion comes, there is that force. You must make the impression. If we are still driven by that need to make an what? Impression. We will find out which house we belong. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? There are things and there are powers that drive humanity. Somehow we must escape. The Bible says that we are to escape the corruption that is in the world through what now? Lust. Now this is where it's boiling down to. Everything you have heard, until it comes to the point when the energy you are receiving from the word of God is beginning to work in you to such an extent that you are living a life not dictated by the opinions of what now? Men. But by the spirit of the living God. That's the Son. I hope you understand that. The Son is the man who is influenced and led in his decisions and everything by what? The Spirit. And not by what? The fashions of this world. Now, you know that it is not very easy. Do you tell yourself the truth sometimes? Praise the name of God. Yeah, we are up against powerful forces. We are up against influences that have swallowed up Christians before us. Great Christians before us have been swallowed up by these things. But brethren, we will overcome. That's why we are here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there was a shift of emphasis. You know, Jesus said that when you begin to see trouble and tribulation fill the whole world. Somebody was giving a statistic today of ritual killing in Nigeria. You know, because of social media, we see things. Do you understand the point? Things that will not be seen before. We are seen. And sometimes I'm amazed, but I think it is good. You know, what somebody sent me something. A house help. I think he says the madam or the ogada beat her. So she took a knife. The child killed the child, cut off the hands. I don't know if anybody saw that here. Cut off the two hands. I mean, it was too gory. And they were showing the lady. I was looking at her and wondering, do you understand what was inside this woman that made her to do this? When I see such things, I understand that there are powers here. Praise the name of the Lord. If you can see these powers, brethren, there is another power greater. Praise the name of the Lord. And part of the purpose of your coming here is that the eyes of your inward man might be what now? Opened. So that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power that is already what now? Working inside you. That knowledge changes many things about us. If my eyes are not opened, I will walk not knowing what is available to me. Praise the name of the Lord. This land is full of ritual killing. People get missing every day. Sometimes people send me, and I say, keep sending me these things. They catch somebody. So he has a human being, cut off the legs, everything is all packed together. And I'll see I want to look at the person's face. You know, I have this curiosity about to see the face of the man who did this thing. And the face looks just like what now? Normal face. Normal face. Praise the name of the Lord. Like normal face. But within him is a capacity for this level of wickedness. Praise the name of the Lord. God is saying, lift up your eyes and do what? Look up. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, right now our emphasis and focus must be what? Change. You know, I talked to a lot of brethren about this camp. This person told me, we're doing a housewarming ceremony. Oh, my friend is doing child this thing. Oh, this person. I said, really? Somebody is not just convenient for me. Do you understand? No reason. Now you see how far away we are from this kingdom. Very far. Very far. Brethren, believe me.
those who possess this kingdom must be violent. Are you understanding what I'm saying, brethren? The Bible makes it clear. Not say it didn't tell you. See, this kingdom suffered what now? Violent. And only violent men can possess it. So there must be a level of violence about this thing. Because the powers that are against you, they are enormous. Praise the name of the Lord. But greater is he that is what now? In you than he that is in the world. Abraham lifted up his eyes. And he now began to see what? The place of the appointment. He saw it. Now, brethren, we are at this point. The word of the kingdom is opening things to us. We are beginning to understand the nature of the what? The soul. Brethren, when this word started coming to us, it changed many things. He saw. Praise the name of the Lord. He saw the place from where afar off. Now, when a man sees this thing, certain things must begin to work. In the book of Hebrews, it tells us that they saw from afar, isn't it? What happened? They were persuaded. That's the first point of contact. Do you believe this reality? Praise the name of the Lord. Without a persuasion, you will not commit to this thing. You will not commit to it. You must be persuaded. Say they were persuaded. And what happened? They did what? They embraced. Praise the name of the Lord. This word, we must do what? Embrace. Bring it home. You know, somebody said, when you wake up in the morning, it's your phone. We're going to talk. You see, that phone there is a power inside it. How many people know that there's power inside it? When I say power, spirit. Eh? Do you think I'm joking? That phone controls our lives. How many people know that? Tell yourself the truth. That thing you see there is not a joke. But you see, it is God's intention to break its what now? Power. But before it can be broken, you must acknowledge it. Are you with me? If you pretend that phone does not have power, let your phone be stolen for 24 hours. And tell me how you feel. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? That's how much, when you know how much of your life is inside that small thing you hold like this. 24 hours, your phone is stolen. You're not getting green. No. Did you know that for my phone had a problem? I don't know what happened, and it stopped receiving calls. Initially, I didn't know. But my system began to go, something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. Until at a point I realized my phone has not been what now? Ringing. You know, with what I do, my office is inside my phone. So my wife will tell you my phone rings every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. So I didn't know that I had become addicted to the ringing of my phone. You know, the soul can become addicted. Eh? When we say a servant is a form of addiction, as we're going to see. Then suddenly I realized, so this is what was wrong. Not my phone has not been ringing. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a, these things are realities. And the earlier you start praying about it, the better. Now, how many people have woken up in the morning? They say today, I'm going to read my Bible. But all he wanted to do was to check the time. And from time you enter Facebook. And from Facebook, if it has happened to you, raise your hand. Let me hear you. Thank God for you. God will bless you. By the time you came out, 1 hour has gone. Praise the name of the Lord. Now you know that we are up against a battle. So we are going to live in a world, we're going to use our phone. We should use our phone. Paul said, but I will not be brought under what? Its power. so there is a battle to break the power of what? The phone. Somebody said food for the belly and belly for the food. But now, I like Amplified Translation. It says that God will bring its function to what now? An end. Do you know that a time comes when this belly will not be your sustenance anymore? That the new man can eat, but he does not need to what now? To eat. Are we together? When Jesus rose from the dead, he was no longer dependent on food, the carnal food. And the scripture said, man shall not live, the man that God is creating shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word. That time you begin to see that this word of God is food. Jesus said, I have meat that you don't know of. You see, there it's, you know, there are vehicles we call hybrid vehicles. Are you getting my point? They can run on electricity, they can run on fuel. And of course, in the US, you notice that they are bringing them more and more. Okay? So sometimes you just start it off with fuel. When the battery charges, you do what? You switch over. The new man is going to be a hybrid man. Are you getting my point? He is going to function. You know, Brother Chizuke was talking about blood, 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 blood. What you see, this red liquid you see on the earth, is a physical expression of a spiritual energy. Do you know that? Even the physical blood you have, there is an electricity that is going through that thing. You know, as the blood pumps through the whole body, it's giving out life. Any part of the body that this blood doesn't get to does what? Begins to die. It begins to die. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God wants to substitute your source of energy. It becomes this word that you hear. Now, when you begin to realize that you are switching over, it becomes important that you hear this word. Are you getting my point? It becomes expedient because you cannot function anymore without this word. You're not reading it anymore. You know, like my daughter asked her, did you do your quiet time today? Or yeah, tell me the chapters that you read. Okay, maybe the next day she will now read it so that in case I ask her, you know, that kind of a thing. No, you cross beyond there. When you say it's lunchtime here, you know what happens now? Notice how the movement is. Chop, chop. Everybody move. Pia, 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 pia. Do you know why? They are going to take what now? Energy. The belly is very powerful. But God wants to change that situation. When men begin to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we are having a change of nature. Now, this transition program is where we are trying to connect to. We want to transit. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's a process. In the scripture, it's called winning. You know what winning is? When a woman wants to stop the child from being dependent on what now? Breast milk. And push the child over to what? Solid food. Hey, it's not an easy process. What do you notice about the child? He will cry and cry and what now? And cry. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it is dependent on one source. But after a while, what happens? He forgets the breast milk. And he begins to eat this one. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, this is the end thing. This is what God is putting on the table. This is where we are. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the battle that is set before us. The world has made us dependent on it. You don't know how addicted we are to our world now, environment. We are so addicted that when the word of God begins to come and tell us of the need to have a change of diet, something within us begins to do what? The body has mechanisms. You know what we call withdrawal, what now? Syndrome. Isn't it? The body reacts when you take away something that it is used to. In fact, sometimes the person does that if he's going to die. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, it is not an easy process, but it is a necessity. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let's see if we can continue. So on the third day, and brethren, you and I know that we are in the third day. We don't need a message on that, do we? No. This is the day of the Lord. Abraham began to lift up his eyes. And if at this point in time, I have not advised myself, you know, to begin to set my eyes on the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. I have not advised myself to begin to choose the movies that I do what I watch. We're not preaching those things. We're not saying it as legal issues. We're not saying it. It must come to you from a point of understanding and necessity. What you watch impacts you on you. I remember many years ago, I watched a movie. It was called Silent Predators. If you ever seen that movie, it's about snakes. A truck was carrying some snakes. They were using it for experiments, a very aggressive form of snake. And in the night, as we were moving, they had an accident. And the vehicle somersaulted, and the cage broke open, and the snakes escaped into the neighborhood. And they went underground for years, and they were breeding inside one cave. For years, everything was quiet. Then some construction workers were working on a particular site with bulldozers and caterpillars, and they started vibrating the place. And they disrupted that thing. And these things now started creeping out into that community. My God. They moved into homes. And this breed, it was a scientific experiment. Normally, snakes are not aggressive. A snake will come at you if it feels threatened. But these ones were irritable. They will see you, they come at you. So when I finished watching that movie, it ended, the part of it that ended was a man was driving and his truck lost control and plunged into that particular cave where the things were. Now, after I watched that movie, I got into big trouble. As I'm walking like this, anything I see, hey Jehovah, my mind had been, you know, I was in trouble. Praise the name. Are we together? Yes. So, you know, when later in life, you know, when this word actually began to come to us in a very clear way, I began to understand the import of what you do, what you watch, what you hear, and all that. It became clearer to me. And so I want to urge you, you know, almost every camp meeting, this matter, I have to touch it. Because, you know, people keep asking me this thing, you know, I said, you put in 1 hour of Bible reading, and then you watch 5 hours of, you understand? What do you think will happen? What are you expecting? Praise the name of the Lord. The prayer is that God will change our appetite. It's not, these things must not happen just by, you know, legalistic force. No. When God begins to change your appetite, you begin to long for the word of God. You begin to desire it. You begin to spend time with it. You are happy doing it. That's what we need. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Let's get into this message. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham lifted up his eyes on the third day and he saw the land. And the Bible said they saw, they were persuaded, they embraced, and then they did what? They confessed. Somebody said in this camp that confession is a lifestyle. Did anybody hear that? Did anybody hear that? Confession is not just what you say with your mouth. It is what? A lifestyle. They confessed this heavenly reality. What did they see? This city. This city is the new man that God wants to make you. Are we understanding that? Hello? This city is the new man. God says, I want to make you a city set upon what? A hill. This is the man I am creating. And God wants to give you and me a revelation of this man. The life that I created for you to live before you were born. When you see that life, you have to believe that somebody can live that life. Do you understand the point? If you are indifferent, some people can hear this word, but they don't believe in sonship. Believe me, you can't go nowhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Vision brings purpose. Do you believe that? Without vision, that proposed determination. Paul said, my determined purpose is this, that I might what now? Know him. If you have no determined purpose, you will get nowhere. There is enough distraction in this world to draw you away. Praise the name of the Lord. There is enough, believe me, distractions to draw you away without what? A determined purpose. Daniel had to propose where? In his heart. Not to defile himself. It wasn't a casual thing. It was a determined purpose. Brethren, the Lord, he said that you might be strengthened with might by the Spirit of God where? In the inward. There is a fortification in your inward man that you need in order to survive this world. Praise the name of the Lord. And may the Lord impart that to us with the words that we are hearing in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, when this time came, something happened. Abraham stopped. And he began to make certain adjustments. This journey changed. Certain parts that came up to this point could no longer what? Continue. Do you understand that? Okay. So we are at that point when certain adjustments need to be made in our lives. This camp, I had to make certain prayers. I had to make certain adjustments. There are things that I like. This camp, I had to tell God. You understand? God, I hand this over to you. They're not bad things. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are still dealing with bad things, you better deal with it what now? Fast. Because what the offerings God is taking now is not the bad things. He's not taking what now? The good things. Are you understanding my point? God is now dealing with the good things, the important things, the things you say, what is wrong with it? If your Christianity is still, what is wrong with this? What is wrong with that? Is anything wrong with this? You are still very far. You are still very, very far. There are people today that are still battling. What is wrong with this? Is anything wrong with this? Is anything wrong with this? Is something wrong with this? If that is what you are still dealing with, you are far. Praise the name of the Lord. What God is asking for now is not the bad things. He's just asking for the things that are very dear to you. He's testing your loyalty. He's testing your commitment. He's testing how much you value this kingdom. Brother, I don't know if you understand me. The kingdom will be given to people who prioritize it above every other what now thing. It does not come casually. And brethren, these are the things that God wants to imprint upon the tables of our what now, our hearts. When you live here, you come to the point of, look, this kingdom, for this kingdom, every other thing, I count them as what now? Done. It's not whether they are bad or not. No. He said, compared to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, I have put my scales again, you know, things on the scale, and I have said, these things are what? They are done. Praise the name of the Lord. This camp, you must make commitments with the Lord. You must make vows before him. You must put something on the table. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? The things that seem so important to you, that seem so, oh, I can't do without this. Oh, I can't do without that. Yes, you can do without it. Praise the name of the Lord. And there are things that God will not release to you until you show certain things to him. That's how it goes. Praise the name of the Lord. And here, Abraham stopped and he said to the servants, stop here. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, as we are going to see, we are about to step over a threshold into another dimension of what? The Spirit. And there are certain things that cannot cross that threshold. Ezekiel 44. Let's read that. I'm just saying that as a, you know, as a pattern. Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel chapter 44. Let's look quickly. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? God is bringing you into a dimension of the Spirit. This dimension of the Spirit is the kingdom of God. Now, you do not apprehend this dimension with your physical world senses. Do you understand the point? It is because of that that the other senses, which the Bible calls the eyes and the senses of your inward man, have to be what? Opened. That's what we used to hear in the kingdom. That's what we used to do what? To see in the kingdom. That's what we used to taste in the kingdom. That's what we used to function in the kingdom. So if these eyes are opened now, full time, you will see another world joined to this world. Are we together, brethren? You will see realities. You will see angels here. We have come to Mount Zion, and there are innumerable angels here. Why can't we see them? Because there's a veil. Are you understanding me? God is here. Hallelujah. Why can't we see him? Praise the name of the Lord. Man, God is a spirit. Do you understand that? For any time man saw God, it was the Son. Do you understand the point? Are you understanding what I'm saying? He said, any man saw God, it was the Son. In theology, they call it theophany. Do you understand? God appearing in. You understand? It was in the Old Testament, it's what? A pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. Jesus existed before he came in the body. Do you understand that? Is that what the Bible says? Yes. So he is, when you say he saw, you know, that is it. God is a spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So if we're going to see God, it means that the eyes you need are not these two eyes. I don't understand that. So when we say see, we're not talking in terms of optic visual. Hallelujah. We're talking in terms of an experience, an awareness that is beyond what words can what now express. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to experience God, the presence of God, in a way that you cannot put into what Paul said. What I saw there cannot be uttered. I was caught up, praise the name of the Lord, into this dimension. So you don't need to die to experience heaven. Are we together? Most people have to die in order to get this veil off. But some people are going to be alive, and this veil be what now? Taken out. So you are going to dwell in two worlds at the same what? Time. Are you with me, brethren? Yes. You will be like Jesus stood like this, and he was seeing the destruction of a temple. He wasn't just seeing, he was saw 40 years ahead of time. He was seeing it happening. Because he was living in a time, in a dimension in which time did not exist. Oh, these things are difficult things to comprehend. But when you have the Holy Spirit, you can apprehend them. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So this is, we need to know what we are stepping into. And every day, the more we begin to approach this thing. You know, somebody says that all things that surround become shadows in the light of. You see, when the light of God comes, this world fades away. Praise the name of the Lord. You begin to be obsessed with things that eyes cannot what now see. Ears cannot what hear. the natural man cannot conceive and comprehend it. But you, because of the Holy Spirit, you have a bridge between the world of spirit and the world of sense. Praise the name of the Lord. We can begin to understand. Hallelujah. How that we can be here and be what? There at the same time. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, God must be doing a surgical work on you and me. Over the years, we have relied heavily, entirely on the five what? Senses. It's not easy to change. Just understand that. We grew up functioning with the five senses. We depended on it. We relied on it. For us, what was real was what you can touch, isn't it? What you can see. And suddenly, another world is beginning to open to us. Brethren, that world will become more and more real. And this other world will begin to do what now? Fade away. It doesn't mean that we will not be seeing the physical world, but we're not going to be relying on the evidence from the physical. Do you understand the point? Now, the Bible says, faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. The evidence of things not yet what? Now, seen. And God says, you want to do business with me? Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, here, let's look at this. Ezekiel 44. Let me read let me start from verse 1. Then the man, an angel, brought me back the way of the outer gate of the sanctuary which faces the east. And it was what? Shut. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Chijoke was talking about this. He's talking about the what now? The mind, isn't it? When man sinned, a veil was drawn over what? His mind. Ephesians tells us that his foolish heart became what? Darkened. So that other world was shut. And it has been shut. He said it will be shut for 6 days. But that in the seventh day, that door shall be what now? Opened. So there is going to be access into the other world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Then the Lord said to me, this gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened. And no man shall enter by it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore, it shall remain shut. Praise the name of the Lord. This gate is going to be reserved for who? For the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And for the Lord what now? Only. Amen. Nothing that defileth shall do what? Enter that gate. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Let me just jump. I want to go to verse 5. And the Lord said to me, praise the name of the Lord. Now, it says here, verse 5, and the Lord said to me, son of man, mark well. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Son of man, mark well and do what? Set your heart to see with your what? Eyes and hear with what now? Your ears. Did you hear that? Set your heart to see with what? Your eyes and hear with what? Your ears all that I shall say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and its what? Laws. Now, there are ordinances. There are laws that govern the realm of what? The spirit. How to enter. Now, it says, listen here. It says, and mark well and set your heart to know who are allowed to enter the temple and all those who are what? Excluded from the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this sanctuary is the realm of the spirit. Are you together? But some are invited to do what? To come in. Now, when you got born again, you entered a realm of this temple, isn't it? The outer court. We began to have, we relate to God there. We experience God there. We will receive miracles, healings, and all kinds of things. Praise the name of the Lord. When you go baptized in the Holy Spirit, it opened another door into another realm of what now? Of God. Into certain realms of miracles, manifestations of the gifts, prophecies, prophesying, visions, trances. You understand? Kinds of prophetic operations and anointing and power. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, it's wonderful. As we are going to see, it is in part. Now, God wants to bring us to the third court, which is the realm of what now? The perfect, the complete. The first one happened here in this world, didn't it? It didn't happen in the sky. The second one happened where? Here, no be so. So, why must the third one happen in the sky? Is it happening in the sky? No way. Praise. Are you understanding me? These are experiences. But the third experience is the greatest what? Experience. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall do what? See God. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is something ahead of us. When a man denies this world, it is because he wants to get what? Something else. But here, we see that there are rules. For example, Bro Isaac read, and he talked about priests, blemishes. He said that any man who has these blemishes will not do what? Enter what? The sanctuary. Is that correct? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are things that limit your ability to cross the threshold. For example, Isaiah 52. He says that the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot enter. Are we together? Are we together? Yes. Two things there. One is uncircumcision of what? The flesh. The foreskin. The dominant carnal nature that governs our life. Praise the name of the Lord. Every one of us has a foreskin. When you use the word for, for means prominent, preeminent, dominant. Praise the name of the Lord. This aspect of your carnality that is first visible. The moment I see you, the first thing I notice about you, that this person talks too much. He's boastful. Do you understand? Proud. That's a foreskin. All other carnality come what now? Under it. If you smite that foreskin, all the other flesh will do what? They crumble. Praise the name of the Lord. So you notice that those two, circumcision and uncleanness. You know, when a child is born, two things happen. The child must be circumcised on the eighth day, and the mother must be what? Purified. Did you notice that? To address, and until that is done, she cannot, and he cannot do what? Come into the temple. Did you notice that? When Christ came, he had to do what? Circumcise him. And then the mother had to undergo the how many days of purification before they could enter into the sanctuary. Now, all these are spiritual patterns that God is setting for us to tell us that there are things that will limit our ability to experience this heavenly world reality. Praise the name of the Lord. So mark well, know those who are excluded and those who are what? Allowed. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are preparations. Praise the name of the Lord. There are what? Preparations. So Abraham told his servants, he said, servants, stop here. Who is a what? A servant. who is what? There are two houses. There is the house of sons, and there is the house of what? Servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Now, who is a servant? A servant is a man under bond. You know what bond is? One is that you are owned. You know, they call them bond what now? Servants. The first thing about this bond servant, he has no possession. Hello? He has what? No possession. Now let me explain what I mean by possession. I wish I had the time. Praise the name of the Lord. In the promises God made to Israel, he set two dynamics. He told Israel, Abraham, said, as far as your eyes can see, that I will give you. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. As far as your eyes can see, that is your potential. That's what I will give you. So even in Christianity, there are people who believe in being born again. Do you understand? And that's all they believe. He said, next step is going to heaven. And they function there. They can't get more than that. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, some of them function in that realm, and they are very faithful. And they serve God there. But they are limited to how much of God that they can get. Do you understand? But if by the grace of God, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, praise the name of the Lord, it ushers you into what? Another dimension of God. There are more of God that you can now get. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? There's so much of God. So much of God. But beyond Pentecost, there is much more. And this is what we are declaring. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Fine. So God said, as far as your eyes can see, I will give you. But then he went on now to say that wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, that I have given you. Praise the name of the Lord. So one, when David wanted to hand over, he called his household together. There were those who looked after his sheep, his vineyard, his flock, and he called them keepers of the substance and the what? Possession. Now, when you are born again, substance is given to you. Substance is ability, capacity, potential. Praise the name of the Lord. A resource that is given to you. But you see, you can have all that and not possess what now? Anything. Healing, we have it in substance. Are you getting my point? Even immortality, we have it in substance. Because the spirit you have received carries the potential for what now? All things. But you must begin to do what? Possess. The aspect of this life that you can lay hold on it and experience it, that is your what? Your possession. Are you understanding me? Sorry, Sister Abby, did you get me? Okay, praise God. I said, when a person becomes born again, in fact, when you become baptized in the Holy Spirit, a substance is given to you. Now, this substance, you can equate it to the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what the enemy, the Bible said that a harlot woman
is hunting for the precious substance. There is something that wants to take away this thing from you. Now, it is this substance that you must convert into what? Possession. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, possession is laying hold on it. If I'm sick, I need to be able to believe God for what? For healing. Praise the name of the Lord. And continue to until I know that, you know, this is what now is mine. I have it. When this reality becomes experiential, it becomes what? A possession. Praise the name of the Lord. So he said that this man possess much substance. He said, upon Mount Zion, the people of Jacob shall do what? Possess their word. They will not be talking about it. They will be what? Experiencing it. But are we together? This thing is meant to be what? Experienced. Do you understand? The whole essence of your calling and my calling, the purpose, the target destination is manifestation. Are we together? What God sowed as a seed in your heart, he is looking towards what? The visible manifestation. When all the earth will see the thing that the Lord has what? Has done. Praise the name. Are you with me, brethren? So you can have substance, but you may not possess it. So we are pressing to do what? To possess. So in this time and season, these words, you're going to be hearing certain words. Partakers. Have you heard the word before? Partakers. Laying hold. Praise the name of the Lord. Obtaining. No, those are scriptures that I may lay hold, that I may obtain, that I may possess. These are the things that the Spirit is bringing emphasis now. It means that our Christianity is to become experiential. Abraham saw the city from afar off. God is giving us a revelation of the things that are available to us. Some others are not seeing it, but you are seeing it. But that was not the end of the journey. Praise the name. Are you together, brethren? What he needed to do here was to discharge certain luggage and certain baggage that will become an impediment and what now? A hindrance to making this journey. It is at this point in time that Isaac and Ishmael must do what? It has practical implications for us. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are in school, maybe you are in secondary school, you are in university, and you are saying you want to move on in this way, and then you have very core unbeliever what now friends. I'm talking about unserious Christians. Who's talking about unbeliever here? Are you understanding my point? Are you with me? Yes. Me as a person, I don't keep unbeliever friends. Do you understand? That is by the way. Now even Christian friends, I don't keep on serious Christian. I want people I'll be talking end time with. Are you understanding my point? I need to hear it every day. I need to hear this thing. Praise the Lord. Are we together, brethren? So there was a separation. He said, ass. You know who the ass is? Praise the name of the Lord. A dumb ass. I think that's Psalm what now? Psalm 30. Was it 39? We say, don't be like the ass. Whose mouth must be careful to utter. These are beasts without understanding. People who cannot comprehend spiritual things. Who cannot hear God. Who cannot function. He says, stop here. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, servants, stop here. Brethren, we are in a time when the dynamics are what? Changing. Who is this servant? John chapter 8. Jesus was speaking to them. He said, you that have received my word, you that have believed my word, I am urging you to continue. You know, it's not enough to hear this word this weekend. Do you know that? By the time you leave here, you're going to forget, I mean, how much percent now? Almost 80% of what you've heard. So, you must do something about it. You must go back to it. Are you understanding my point? If you took notes, you must go back to the notes. If you have the tapes, you must do what? Go to the tapes. We've lost so much because we did not continue in this word. So he said, if you are
you know, you've heard, then you must continue in the word. When you continue in the word, then you are my word disciples. And if you continue in this word, then he said you will know the truth. Brethren, you see, hearing this word is not knowing the truth. Knowing the truth is something what? You will discover the workability, this working of this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. And it, what do we do? It will begin to do what? Set you what? Free. I have habits. You know, my wife knows that I can buy. Do you understand? You know, each person identifies. You know, sometimes I just come back and she sees something new. Say, hey, where did this one come from? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, recently I had to sit down and begin to talk to myself. Over the years, every year, you have to eliminate the impediments. I don't know if you understand the point. And to do that, you must tell yourself what? Truth. And certain truths are not easy to do what? To tell. It's shameful. I say, it will mean. Sometimes I can't control my expenditure. Thank God for some of us who have godly wives. If you marry a bad wife, okay, they say, how do they say it now? You're finished, and then you're finished completely. Did anybody say that's it? And you're completely finished. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for godly women. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why I tell young people, you want to marry somebody who looks like this, God have mercy on you. Yeah, that's the truth. You just go to Facebook and put it like this. You know, they do it like this. And say, that is it. God help you. Because in your day of trouble, when you need to say somebody to hold you, the person is pushing you. Praise the name of the Lord. Our values matter. After 5 years, 10 years of marriage, you understand what the Bible means, that a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. All this fancy stuff you see here, trash. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This said, you will know the truth. And the truth will do what? Said, brethren, we have habits that bind us. Now, that is the servant. Are you understanding me? The servant is a man who is under bondage to habits, to passions, to thinkings that he does not have any control what now over. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We said he is the one who has no possessions. The servant does not own anything. Everything about this Christianity, he can't just lay what now hands on it. He has nothing. He's not possessing. Praise the name of the Lord. 2, he is bound. He does not own himself. Paul said, the thing I want to do, I cannot what? Do. Something keeps pushing me to do what I do not want to do. Now, let me tell you the key about sonship. Sonship is about liberty. Do you understand that? There are 2 ways. One is the bondage of corruption, and the other is the glorious liberty that belongs to the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You are either a servant of corruption, or you are a servant of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The Jews said we are free. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not servants of any man. You know what Jesus told him? Whoever commits what? Sin is a servant of sin. Do you believe that? Hello? Yes. Anything that compels you to do what you do not want to do means you have not yet come into the full world, liberty. And if you tell yourself the truth, there are what they call forces beyond our world now. You know, when God was designing the man, he said, this man that I want to design,
Let him have dominion over the birds of the air. His mind must be under what? His what? Control. That's the man. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, they say, well, you cannot allow a bird. You cannot stop a bird from flying over your head. But you can stop it from what now? Perching. That's fine as a servant. But the son, the birds do not what now? Come around at all. Are you getting my point? When the wall of the city is what? Is set. Nothing that defiles it comes in. Are you understanding my point? Oh, hallelujah, brethren. Do you understand me? He said, have dominion over the birds. So the bird cannot come near. The bird flies around. He says, this is no fly what zone. Have you heard that before? Yes. Some countries say this place is no fly. Aircrafts that come around there are in danger of being what? Shot down. Birds will learn that this area is no fly zone. Do you believe you can enter that realm? You better believe it. That's why we are here. He said, let him have dominion over the... You know, these birds, it's not like they said, a sower went to sow seeds and then some birds came and ate them up. Who born monkey? Do you understand the point? I collected seed here in this camp, gathered it, and then some birds came and... You know, they come. They say, had God said... The moment that happens, that word Abraham preached goes out of what now? The window. Undermining it. Brethren, we are to have dominion. And brethren, we will have dominion. Because this is the man. He is not to be a servant. He is to be what now? A son. He said, have dominion over the beasts of the field. Beasts. Two young children fought today. Praise the name of the Lord. They brought them to sick bay. It wasn't a small fight though. It was not a small fight. One carried the other one. Used the gate like this. Boa. And they go on. Had the place. This place caught. Boa. Then the other one in revenge now took the ear of the other one and was biting it to cut off the ear. And almost cut it off. Like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that's beast. It's in nature. Are you understanding what I'm saying, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. This is what? Real. Are you with me, brethren? You must have, I must have dominion over what? This beast. I was created to have dominion. I was created to have dominion. Praise the name of the Lord. Over the beasts. Praise the Lord. Are we together, brethren? The beastly nature. You know, there are people, when they want to deal with you, until you cry, they will not stop. There are all kinds of... Somebody, a brother was in his car, in a hold up, and then a person in front of him rode back and hit the vehicle. Bah! And he came out, went and looked at his own vehicle. And then he just entered his vehicle again. The brother said, Oga, are we okay? You hit my car. And the man said, and so what? You know, this brother was so dumbfounded. He couldn't talk again. He said, and so what? The man said, if you go to police, I will tell them it was you that hit me from behind. So the brother just he left. Now that's a man. Unfeeling, unreasoning. Do you understand the point? This is the beast. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, once in a while, my wife knows. You know, something happens and I just jump out of the car. Now, I am not going to fight the man. But sometimes certain things don't just make sense. I have to learn. I say, God, these people are not going to change. I am the one who needs to do what? Change. Don't expect men to become reasonable. Expect nothing. The only thing is that God will change you so that the beast will not have access to what now? To you anymore. Are we together, brethren? This is how we overcome the world. Don't expect the apology. Because the men that are coming forth now are not reasonable. They are brute beasts. He said, you servants, stay with the asses. Stay in this realm. There is a realm of church where servants and asses are functioning. We see this, the church around us today. But he says, I and my son, we will go beyond this place to worship. I don't know where you want to go, but this is what the Lord is saying now. I wish we could talk a lot about servants. You know, the ministry in the book of Ezekiel, there were three dimensions. There was a ministry to the people. In this realm, it's all about need. And there are people doing that. Somebody said, God gave me a mandate, make my people what? Rich. It's an apostolic mandate. And he's doing that. Praise the name of the Lord. Some other, his ministry is healing. Healing is good, is it not? And that's what he's focusing on. Others say their ministry is this and that and that and that and that and that. And so when you see that talking about the material, how God can lift you up, how God can do this for you, you know, it's all a ministry to the world. Praise the name of the Lord. It is within the scope. Are we together? The only thing is that that's not where I want to what now end up. Are you with me, brethren? Good. Then there is another ministry. This time is a ministry to the house. This is what we are doing now. Praise the name of the Lord. Instructing, teaching us that there is something much more, encouraging us to press on. You know, if you can stay in the realm where people are, all they know about God is that God is an ATM what now machine. When they sing, it's all about double-double. Check the posters this December from the beginning to the end. You know what it is all about. Sometimes they have big terminologies, enlargement, empowerment, double portion, divine promotion, and all such things. It's all about the realm of the world now, the material. It is the realm and the house of servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the real thing, the difference, okay, let me give an illustration. The difference between Joseph and his brethren, do you understand, was the father's interest. Are you understanding me? Now, why I'm saying all this is because all of us have to make, God will bless you. He will give you what you need, what you want, what you ask. But there are some that will get beyond. When Jacob made Joseph a dress, that dress was a priestly garment. How many people know that here? It was a priestly dress. That dress set him apart as a priest of that house. And I think the brothers recognized that. And it wasn't just that it was a fine dress. They could all get dresses. But that dress set him apart. What was it? Joseph had the father's interest at heart. The brothers were looking after the father's flock. Many are doing God's business, but many are doing it for their own what now? Interest. So if Jacob's sheep gave birth to five, the brothers will come to Jacob and say, your sheep gave birth to two. Are you understanding the point? The other three, you know what happens to it? It will become part of their own what now? Flock. Are you understanding? And so their flock is what? Increasing. And God's flock is what? Diminishing. You see the church system. The enlargement of a church does not mean the enlargement of Christ. I hope you're understanding my point. You see, and this is the difference between the house of the servants and the house of what now? Sons. So Joseph would tell his brother, brothers, this thing you are doing is not good. And they hated him because of it. He sought the father's interests. Many seek their own what? Interests. So you have to choose whether you want to be the house of servants. The servant works for reward. The son works for the love of the father. Joseph's love for the father was extreme. Because of the father, even when the brothers offended him, he could not touch them. Because of the father. Because of the love for the father. That's what makes a son. The father's interest is primary and paramount and priority. And the key is that in the father's interest, all your interests are covered. Did you notice that? That's how God keyed the kingdom. Many seek their interest first. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom. And everything that you need is embedded into it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what interest are you seeking? The sons, just the brother, they hated him. But the father loved him and promoted him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, where are we? Where are you? Are you a servant? What is binding you? Praise the name of the Lord. What is that thing that has so much control over you that you are not free? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, if the Son shall set you what? Free. There is the most determined purpose to experience liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. You must never accept a situation that you know to be contrary to the word of God. You must never say, oh, this is my Lord. No, you must fight it. You must contend with it. You must overcome it in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, whoever committed sin is what? A servant of sin. And you see, he said that the servant abided not in the house. Do you know, brethren, that the purpose of God is for us to abide? You know, when you get born again, we have access into the Father's house, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. But our usual experience is that we enter and we do what? We come out. Do you understand? Oh, Father, we come into your presence today by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a good prayer, but it must not continue to be prayed. The other man said, Father, I thank you because you always what now? Hear me. Why? I am continually in the presence of the Lord. I am dwelling in the house. I am no more going what? Out. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, well, sometimes we can get into the presence of the Lord. And you know when we get in. Do you know? Your system changes. Do you know that? When the glory begins to come, you know that it is the atmosphere is no longer normal. You experience it. Praise the name of the Lord. What happens? Your soul is moving from one degree of glory to what now? To another. After a while, we come back to what now? Normals, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, the news is that God says, I will take you up and I will establish you there. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at what Ezekiel did. Let me read something here quickly. Ezekiel chapter 43. Praise the name of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 43. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me just read verse 4.
and the glory of the Lord enter the temple by the east, sorry, by the gate facing east. What happened? Then the Spirit caught me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled what? The temple. Now, if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Is it? No, not 7. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You will see the same picture. He said, and the Lord shall what now? Descend. Hallelujah. And then we shall be what? Cut up. Praise the name of the Lord. Ezekiel said, the glory came into the temple, and then I was what now? Cut up. Where? Into the inner court. Praise the name of the Lord. Before now, we have been dealing with the, when you say inner court here, it's talking about the holy of what? Holies. When you read Hebrews, you get that complete. The outer court is not in the picture here. Are we together? He says that the priests for now enter into the first side. Do you understand? That's where they do their business regularly. Regularly, they go in and go out. And that is a type of the dimension of Christianity that you and I are what now? Operating. Praise the name of the Lord. But there is a prospect of entering into the holy of all. And this happened. He said, I was taken into this realm. And a voice came to me saying, son of man, this is where I will dwell with you. My permanent arrangement with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So as I'm walking tomorrow, I am looking at my tomorrow. I am looking at a time when I will be caught up into a dimension in God. And I'm not coming down anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. So when I'm talking about my inheritance, I know what I'm dealing with. I'm not confused about it. But I also know that there are certain impediments. Do you understand that? Brethren, are we together? There is a lifestyle that will block you from entering and abiding. He said that a servant, as long as I'm bound, my appetite is bound. Do you understand? People, my mind is bound to this thing. I cannot enter and sustain an abiding. David said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is my hope. Brethren, are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me just digress and say this. There is a reason why you must contend. Let me tell you why. The dimension to which you attain becomes your permanent possession. You know, in this thing, tabernacle, you have 7 items. They also represent 7 dimensions of life. Are we together? And then the Lord is encouraging us to press on. Jesus said so. He said, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling what? Places. Praise the name of the Lord. But my plan for you is that where I am now, the highest place, is where I want you to do what? To be. He said, and so shall we ever what? Be. In this reality, in this dimension, I will dwell with the Lord. Now, if I decide that I want to stay in the outer court, it becomes my, you know, in the realm of the spirit, there are different worlds. You know, the Bible says that the Lord made the worlds, the ages, the realms, the dimensions of existence. He created different, and for each dimension, there are spiritual realities. Any dimension that you enter, you possess the things, and you experience the things, and you manifest the things that belong to that world now, dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, eternally, every one of us will find his level. And you may be, you know, I was talking about it in Revelation. It says, the nations of them that are saved will walk in the light of the city. Now, this city speaks about the overcoming church. The church that
walked with God all the way to the highest and the ultimate that God offered to humanity. They were prepared to pay the ultimate what? Sacrifice. They denied flesh and self completely. They made that choice. It was their choice. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, the Bible says the nations of them that are saved. These are not nations like America, Japan. Those dimensions are going to be broken down according to scripture. But now, nations are now going to be individuals, Christians, born-again Christians, at different levels of spiritual what now? Maturity or spiritual attainment. So the nations of China might be the lowest realm. They are only seeing certain aspects of God. That's what they chose. Some others move to another dimension. They can see more of Him. Some others move to... that becomes your permanent estate. So you function at that realm. Now, but the sons who reach the ultimate will be ministering at the different dimensions. They minister to the nations. Every man in his own world now, dimensions. Do you understand the point? They bring from the tree of life and they give healing to the different nations. Oh, hallelujah. What is offered to us, brethren, is enough to deny fashion, to deny lust, to deny politics, to deny wealth. Are we together, brethren? To deny the things that are so important to men, but that are impediments to pressing into life. Are you with me, brethren? When you sit down, when you make decisions, count the words, the cost. Things have implications. Many of us, Paul said, we were serving diverse lusts. We live to satisfy our what now? Appetites. All that we want is to have the best house, the best car, the best dress, the best, whatever. You know, men will say, wow, hey, and all that. To relate with the richest people, the superstars, and the things that form the externals that have no eternal value. And brethren, I urge you, as I'm urging myself, make better decisions in the light of the things that God is showing us. Make an offering to God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, by the mercy, in view of the mercies of God, what God has offered us, make a decisive dedication of your body, your mind, your emotions, your will, your desire. Present it as what now? An offering unto God. So that we may obtain. Praise the name of the Lord. It is shameful that people have been hearing this message. Praise the name of the Lord. And there are things. You know, sometimes we talk to young people a lot. And the reason is because they are battling things. You know, when you mature in the faith, you overcome certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, like right now, if I talk to young people, I say, if you want to marry a wife, beauty is good. But you notice that after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, it's no longer the thing that attracts you to your spouse. You know that what I'm talking about? Yes, the young man doesn't see it. He does not see it. There's no way he can see it. Because there are things you can't confess. You know, like I tell young people, maturity, you can never confess it. You know, somebody starts coming out, I confess, I am, forget it. Till tomorrow, you must grow into it. Are you understanding my point? You know, some people say, I'm right. There are things you can't confess. They must be worked out. You must grow in it. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why wise counsel from mature people is very, very what? Important. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? So when we say some of these things, it's important. You know, sometimes I battle with young people. You know, when Redeemed had to ban this what do you call it, Taliban mustache. You know, the young people, they shave their hair completely, then they leave the beards like this. So the church had to ban it. Say, if you're coming for wedding and you're wearing that thing, no show. In fact, they will keep a clipper there. Just go there and do what? You ask yourself, but it's a power. Do you understand the point? The thing about young people is that the identity problem, they want to look like others. Yes. They want to look like others. Now, part of what the world you are hearing, the world wants to give you an what? Identity. It is the problem of humanity is identity. When you have your identity, you do not seek to become like what now? Other nations. Praise the name of the Lord. And so today, if you haven't heard anything, God wants you to identify the things you are serving. Are you understanding my point? God wants you to identify the things you are serving. The things that have such a hold upon you. That the thought. You know when God told Abraham, give up Ishmael. Do you remember? It was what? Grievous. But the truth is that the Ishmael level, when you read Genesis chapter 15, God told Abraham, this realm of your servant cannot be your heir. You can't get an inheritance when you're functioning in this realm. Then it moved to the realm of Ishmael. Ishmael was more spiritual than the other one because he had Abraham's what now? Loins. But he was born after what? The flesh. So he has to move beyond Ishmael to what now? To Isaac, who was born after what? The spirit, by the promise. These are three dimensions of what? Of life. Praise the name of the Lord. The inheritance comes at the level of Isaac. Praise the name of the Lord. Where are you functioning? Praise the name of the Lord. Where am I functioning? Some years ago, we preached a message called a lunatic. Some people were not born here when that message was preached. In fact, I've been going back and saying, Lord, I need to look at this message again. How many people remember that message here? It blessed me. I don't know how I lost that tape. Does it still have it? I'm going to find out. But I want to look at that. I want to do that message again. It was at Omaha that Coping Center. Praise the name of the Lord. And we find out how forces within you. How many people have entered a shop before? You didn't plan to buy anything. When you came out, you are carrying 4 bags. You just went to window shop. Has it happened to you before? If it has, let me see you. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things within us. Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants... Let me tell you, the son is the man who is not under bondage to what now? Anything. You know, how many people have done something here? You didn't want to do it, but you felt that people expected to do it. If you didn't do it, people will laugh at you. Some churches, when they want to give offering, they start like this line and then they dance. I'm talking about end time. Or yeah, they dance and then you dance around like this and then you give. So whether you want to give or you don't want to give, you must do something. Are we together? It's not from the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? There are things that we do because it's expected of us. So even in your conscience, you are not convinced that you should do that thing. But if you don't do, people will say this and they will say that. And sometimes we are not strong enough to stand to what people will say. So we do. You are a servant. You are not yet what? A son. This thing is very real. It's very practicable. The son, he said, as many are completely led by what? The spirit. They are the sons. There are influences. And God wants us to begin to address them at various what now? Levels. If I'm an Igbo man, I know the challenges.
If you're a Yoruba man, you know the challenges. It was when I went to Lagos that I saw that people could borrow, go and hire dress to go for what now? A party. Because you know what I'm talking about. They hire, rent the dress, then go there and do. Then after that, they do what? They return the dress. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, for each part of this country, there are things that all of us must step out of and come into one identity. When you step into this identity, it doesn't matter if you're Yoruba or Igbo or this thing, because it is a spiritual identity. We find that we become one. We think as one. We function as one. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a new reality. Praise the name of the Lord. So which house are you? The house of servants? Or the house of what now? Sons. He said that creation shall be delivered from the bondage of what? Of corruption into the glorious liberty. Being free. See that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies and from them that hate us, might be able to serve you freely in righteousness all the days of our lives. I will dwell in this house. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you want to be free? If the Son, this message has gone beyond Pastor this and Bishop this. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that God at diverse times spoke to us. Do you understand? Through this and that and this and that, and they blessed us. But right now, God is speaking through His Son. And in His word, His Son. Praise the name of the Lord. And who is this Son? The Son is the manifestation, the embodiment, and the expression of what? Of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's no longer about that big man of God or that small man of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is saying to you, what this person was to you yesterday, I am to you when? Today. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's not a question of saying, I have no man to take me where? Into the pool. The Lord says, I am what? I am here. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the name of that city shall be called what? The Lord is there. Praise the name of the Lord. Naturally, brethren, you have a problem. Your mind runs to this man of God and that man of God. What that person can do for you, the Lord says, I am here to do for you. Begin to learn how to do what? Connect to me. That is the house of sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I really pray that we might begin to move from the house of servants. Praise the name of the Lord. And begin to move into the house of sons. The heir, as long as it's a child, is not different. There are many things that are available for us today, but we are not what? Possessing. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are entering the time appointed of the Father. It's time to seek the Lord. You will find Him when you seek for Him with all your heart. He is not far. That's what our Bible says. He is not far away from us. Praise the name of the Lord. May we find Him. Praise the name of the Lord. May we move into this place of sons. Into this place where we can connect with the Father. Into this place where we can begin to develop that personal, intimate relationship. Where the Word of God begins to set us free. Break habits. No habit is unbreakable. Praise the name of the Lord. Every problem that this world can offer you, there is a solution in who? In God. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless us. Hallelujah. May we make that offering. May we make that offering. God bless you all.